Monday, February 17th. Due to the snowstorm on Friday, today was unofficially Valentine's Day at WCD. Chloe, Zoe, and I treated Valentine's, and I gave them some of my homemade double chocolate fudge, which they loved. I noticed Brandon staring at me in the hall this morning. It seemed like he wanted to say something, but I just totally ignored him. And in bio, I noticed he had what looked like a Valentine or something stuck in his notebook. I assumed it was probably from Mackenzie, or maybe even for Mackenzie. But I didn't bother to hang around after class to find out. As soon as the bell rang, I grabbed my stuff and ran out of there like my hair was on fire. And speaking of Mackenzie, I know that girl hates my guts, but never in a million years did I think she would actually stoop so low as to try to drown me. In gym today, my teacher announced that we'd be learning about swimming safety and the buddy system. Okay, I'll admit it. One of my most embarrassing secrets is that I'm not a very good swimmer. Just imagine how cruddy I feel when Brianna is confidently doggy paddling around in the deep end while I'm nervously wading in the kiddie pool. Talk about humiliation. Okay, class, our teacher began. I hope everyone read over the handout on swimming safety I gave you last week, because today we're going to discuss what to do if your swim buddy gets in trouble. I'm going to need 2 volunteers. Mackenzie and I immediately gave each other the evil eye. Just the mere thought of us working together as partners was beyond repulsive. I think our teacher must have seen our reactions and decided that making us wear the school's smelly, saggy, scratchy regulation swimsuits was not enough torture. Let's see, how about Miss Maxwell and Miss Hollister? Mackenzie and I both rolled our eyes and groaned. I immediately started feeling a little nauseous, and I hadn't even swallowed any of the nasty, germy pool water yet. Okay, let's do some role-playing. Miss Hollister, you'll be the swim buddy on the shore, and Miss Maxwell, you'll be the swim buddy struggling in the water. Well, one thing was for sure. I wouldn't have to do a lot of acting to be totally convincing in that role. Actually, I was wondering if you maybe could pick someone else, I stammered nervously. I'm really not that good of a swim. Come on, Miss Maxwell, hustle! In the pool! Now! She yelled at me like I was there trying out for the Olympic swimming team or something. So I took a running leap, grabbed my nose, and did a cannonball into the pool. Splash! OMG, I hit the water like a brick. It literally knocked the wind out of me. I coughed and wheezed as I paddled for my life. Okay, Miss Hollister, imagine you're at the beach and you notice your swim buddy struggling in the water. What do...
Wait, Mackenzie interrupted. Which beach is it?
I don't know. Any beach, the gym teacher snapped impatiently. That doesn't matter.
I know. How about the Hamptons?
Mackenzie said excitedly. Fine, a beach at the Hamptons, and you're worried your swim buddy might be in trouble. What would you do?
What would I do? Wow, that's a hard one. Well, for starters, I probably wouldn't go to the Hamptons. We vacationed there last year, and there were way too many tourists, she answered smugly. Hey, put me on a Brazilian beach with an air-conditioned cabana, raspberry melon iced tea, and lots of cute surfer boys.
You're completely missing the point. This is about water safety, the gym teacher said, flustered.
How dense could that girl be?
Hurry up and answer the stinking question, Mackenzie, I yelled. I can't
paddle much longer.
Mackenzie scratched her head and gave the gym teacher a long, blank stare.
Is this like a multiple choice question or something?
She asked, twirling her hair.
I've heard the beaches in Hawaii are to die for.
Getting stomach cramps, I panted.
Help!
Hollister, you're supposed to be aware of your swim buddy at all times, the gym teacher yelled. Your swim buddy is possibly in trouble. Now go jump in the water and save her.
Who? Me? Oh, I don't think so,
Mackenzie replied coolly.
I just curled my hair this morning.
Worst swim buddy ever! I gurgled, choking on more water. Then my head went under. I can't remember what happened after that. I guess I blacked out and my teacher jumped in to rescue me. That's what I was told, anyway. However, what I do remember is waking up on the tile floor next to the pool. I was surrounded by a bunch of snickering classmates, a not-so-happy gym teacher, and my BFFs. That's when I felt something weird around my waist. And when I looked down, I discovered I was wearing a yellow donut-shaped inner tube thingy with baby ducks on it. It wasn't nearly as cute as the seahorse my teacher had flat-out refused to let me wear in the pool just last week. Go figure.
You're keeping that thing on for the rest of the class today. Got it, Maxwell?
My gym teacher said dryly.
If you're having that much trouble swimming in only 4 feet of water, you're going to need all the help you can get.
Wait a minute, I exclaimed. Are you saying I almost drowned in only 4 feet of water? That's barely up to my shoulders. I thought for sure I was in the deep end.
My teacher sighed and shook her head.
Oops.
My bad.
Then she launched into another one of her stern lectures.
Listen up, people. Water safety is serious business. The buddy system is no joke. Lives are at stake. To ensure that everyone completely understands these concepts, tomorrow I'll be giving you a written test. Sorry, but after what just happened here today, I really don't have a choice, she said and glared at Mackenzie.
Every kid in the class groaned this time, including me. Our teacher continued.
Please read over the handout I gave you. You really need to learn this stuff. Any questions?
I could tell the entire class was pretty ticked off, based on the dirty looks Mackenzie was getting.
Hey, don't blame me.
Mackenzie shrugged and batted her eyes all innocent-like. Then she whipped around and pointed her finger right in my face.
It's all her fault. Blame the dork in the donut.
I could not believe that girl just threw me under the bus like that. And I definitely didn't appreciate her little dork in the donut comment. If Mackenzie hadn't sat there very stupidly planning her next beach vacation while watching me drown, we wouldn't be having a written test. In gym, of all classes. It was all her fault. But of course, Mackenzie is Miss Perfect. And all of the CCPs were rolling their eyes and whispering about me. The dork in the donut.
Ugh, I give up.
Next time, just let me drown.